This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Snapchat claims that it registered 400,000 young people in a two-week surge with a button on its application and other encouragement. FBI agents have arrested a white nationalist leader who had fled to Central America. He and several others in the Rise Above movement had been involved in violent protests in California and elsewhere and were indicted on conspiracy to riot charges in last year's Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Megyn Kelly, the right-wing former Fox News anchor and now NBC host, is being roundly criticized by her NBC colleagues and the NBC News chairman, denouncing her racist comments about whether it was inappropriate to wear blackface on Halloween. Exxon has been sued after a three-year investigation for having engaged in a long-standing fraudulent scheme to deceive investors, analysts, and underwriters concerning the company's management of the risks posed to its business by climate change regulations. The parsonage exemption reduces federal revenue by $700 million annually, according to Congress. A group challenging the tax exemption has won in federal court on grounds of separation of the church and state, and that decision is now under appeal. Two more senior executives were pushed out from Wells Fargo, the chief administrative officer and the chief auditor, after they were cited in regulatory warnings by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. New Orleans Safety and Freedom Fund has paid to release more than 200 people in the last 17 months through their revolving fund, paying close to $200,000 to do so. Unemployment among adult women over 20 has dropped to 3.3%, down from 3.9% a year ago. Women still represent only about 20% of senior leaders, and women of color only 4%, according to the fourth annual Women in the Workplace survey from leanin.org. Of the nearly 4,000 food additives evaluated in a recent report by the American Academy of Pediatrics, almost two-thirds have never been tested for their toxicity after being eaten. One of India's leading environmentalists, Guru Das Agarwal, died following a 111-day hunger fast to save the Ganges River from sand mining, excessive damming, and pollution. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.